The number of coronavirus cases and the positive test rate are slowly on the rise in Massachusetts, leading some experts to fear a second wave may be on the way. The situation could get more complicated, with some students returning to school in a few weeks. And Governor Baker says the rise in cases could set back reopening efforts around the state. Joining us now for a look at the situation here is Stephen Kistler. He's an immunology and infectious disease research fellow at Harvard's T.H. Chan School of Public Health. Stephen, good morning, and thanks a lot for speaking to Morning Edition.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
So how concerned are you that there are signs a second wave of the pandemic could be coming to the state and other places in New England?
I will absolutely say that I'm concerned, watching it closely, but it's also not altogether unexpected. It's something that we thought was likely to come as we started reopening things and also as we began moving towards the fall. So it's something that we're definitely watching, and it's something that we would like to turn around if we can. But again, it's not altogether unexpected.
What bothers you most about the numbers that you're seeing, the slight uptick in positive coronavirus tests in Massachusetts?
So what bothers me most is the timing of it. Of course, we heard the report a little bit earlier, I imagine, about schools going back into session. Of course, of all of the things that we can do within the school building to keep our students and our teachers safe, one of the most important things we can do is to make sure that the cases that we have in the community are down so that the students and teachers aren't going to school with COVID in the first place. The other thing is that as cases start to rise, I know that we're all kind of fatigued. We don't want the pandemic to be going on anymore. And so it's going to be a lot harder for us to turn cases around in the same way that we did this spring. I think just because psychologically we're ready for it to be done.
Specifically, how worried are you about the virus on college campuses this fall? As we know, some colleges are planning to reopen this fall with at least some on-campus learning. Are outbreaks inevitable at colleges and universities when students return?
So, yes, I am pretty sure that at least some colleges and universities will see outbreaks. From what I've seen, a lot of colleges and universities seem to be very on top of testing students, professors, staff very regularly. And that will help quite a bit. And that's the sort of thing that a lot of non-university and non-college institutions don't have the funding and the resources to do. So because of that, I'm a little bit less worried about colleges and universities going into the fall, at least the ones that I'm aware of. And it's some of the secondary education institutions, I think, are the ones that that probably need the most support.
Did Massachusetts relax restrictions on indoor gatherings and businesses too soon? And do you think that we might need to go back to reopening phase two in order to get things under control here in this state?
Towards the second part of your question, I think that it's possible. I think that we might have to go back towards something that resembles more like phase two. But I don't think that that necessarily means that we reopened too early. We knew that there was going to be a chance of cases rising again, and that there was going to be an element of trial and error as we moved forward to try to figure out, you know, how much we could open up our economy while still maintaining cases at a low level. Now, fortunately, cases are still at a low level. They're just trending upwards. So I think the valuable thing is that we are having these conversations now. We're getting the word out. And so hopefully we can tune our behavior a little bit so that we can avoid the sort of wide-scale restrictions that we saw earlier this spring. And it could be a lot more targeted.
So what do you mean tune our behavior? And does that mean you think that we can reverse the uptick in cases?
Yes, I do think that we can. So I think that that can come from a couple of different places. So the key difference now that distinguishes our situation from the spring is that we are doing an awful lot more testing. So whereas before, we didn't really know where the virus was and how bad it was. Now we have a much better sense of where cases are rising, and we are able to see those rises happening a lot more quickly. And then I think also we just have a lot better knowledge about what we can do as individuals to prevent spread. We know that masks help. We know that physical distancing helps. We know that COVID spreads most frequently when it does spread through these large super spreading events. And so if we just restrict the number of people who we're seeing in any consecutive number of days, maybe 10 to 14 days, we don't give the virus a chance to spread to large numbers of other people.
Stephen Kissler, immunology and infectious disease research fellow at Harvard's T.H. Chan School of Public Health. Thanks a lot for speaking with us this morning. Appreciate it, Stephen.
Thank you so much.